This is CICK News. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Dan Messick. Each week, we provide an update about events and issues developing right across Northwest BC. CICK Smithers Community Radio is on the dial at 93.9 FM, or you can listen online at smithersradio.com or subscribe to our podcast. CICK News broadcasts from unceded Ginamden Territory, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. Today on CICK News, we try to clear the air about the Smithers Library Art Gallery project, where it stands now after failing twice to acquire grant funding, how much has already been fundraised, and what new ideas for the project have come to light to try and make it a bit more appealing for potential provincial and federal grant funding. Coming up, we'll hear from Vice Chair of the Smithers Library Board, Wally Bergen. As well, we hear from the Mayor of Smithers, Glass Attrill, and Smithers Art Gallery Manager, Nicole Chernish, about how they feel about the progress of the project, the next steps, and if Smithers can expect to see a new library art gallery in the near future. Stay with us.
Wally Bergen. I'm the Vice Chair on the Smithers Public Library, and I'm also the chair of the fundraising committee for the library gallery project.
Great, Wally. Thanks so much for being with us today. I guess perhaps maybe we could start with a quick update as to where exactly we're at with the current form of the art gallery library project.
Well, I think two things have slowed us down. The first is that COVID came along, and we didn't want to be canvassing for donors out of the community in the time of economic hardship and COVID. The second thing is that the project is going to require assistance both federally and provincially, and the project has applied two different times for federal or provincial grants, and unfortunately we have not been successful yet. So basically we didn't want to push things too much because of COVID, and at the same time, now that COVID is seeming to get resolved, we are looking at various options that can lead us to success as far as identifying a project that both federal and provincial governments can buy into and help to support.
I know there were, twice that we applied for the money for some grant money from the feds and the provincial government, but there's also been some fundraising going on. You mentioned you're also a part of the fundraising committee. Maybe tell me a little bit about how those efforts have been going and where we're at with funds at the moment.
Well, right now, we've been quite successful until COVID hit in that we had the tremendously generous offer from High Tech Drilling of $1 million, and the request was that we try and match that. And we've raised, give or take, $780,000 now. And that is in the form of both money in the bank that has been deposited through the town, as well as letters of commitment that once the project formally starts, the money would be there. So we've come close to three quarters of the way to matching the funding contribution that High Tech Drilling put in. And we really appreciate what they've done, and we really appreciate everything that the community has done to date. But we were waiting until COVID got resolved before we tried to chase down the rest of the funding to match the $1 million donation.
And I guess a lot of that money has come from both businesses but also personal donations. Is that correct?
It's been a tremendous combination. You know, some of the larger businesses have come forward, individuals. We even had kids do bottle drives and put in $50 or sell cupcakes for the library and put in $25, that type of thing. So it's been the full spectrum of everybody in the community.
You know, another thing I wanted to touch upon was the fact about the need and the want for this project. Obviously, it sounds like there's a lot of momentum behind fundraising, but also the people want to see this happen. And also, just to remind some of our listeners, this isn't just an art gallery, library replacement, so to speak. This is, you know, we talked about kind of three projects in one. This is a redesign of the park, as well as the cenotaph and the library art gallery building. So maybe tell me, what have you been hearing from people when you kind of lay it out to them about what this project really is?
Well, to me, there's been a tremendous amount of support for the library. Like, everybody agrees that no matter whether they're from within Smithers or the Balkley Valley as a whole, there's a really strong, tremendous sense that we need a new library, that we could do much more to serve the community if we had a better facility. The gallery folks have indicated that they are quite enthusiastic to move into a new building so they can provide better programming. The other thing, the way it is now, the cenotaph is really not very visible from Main Street. It's not visible, and it's kind of sheltered and out of the way, and a lot of people really don't even think of it being a cenotaph there as far as a memorial. And the redesign that we've talked about as far as the park is removing the existing current building, so you'd get a clear view of the cenotaph. You'd have a park space leading up to the cenotaph off of Main Street, and the cenotaph would become a place of prominence as far as our community.
Wally, you know, all this sounds so great, and it is obviously a facility that is widely used. There's a lot of activity, a lot of books and resources that are available there at the library that are used by not just people in Smithers proper, but also, you know, the outlying areas around the town. So obviously it's a pretty significant piece of our community infrastructure. But you mentioned earlier that efforts to see it come to fruition have stalled a little bit with COVID over the last couple of years. So maybe tell us a little bit about where it's at now in terms of these new concepts that have been discussed. In speaking with Mayor Gladys Attrill, she mentioned there's no official word yet about any of this, but there are things being discussed. Are other concepts and ideas? And one of those ideas, it sounds like, is trying to incorporate some sort of housing aspect of the build into the library art gallery building, and that might make it more appetizing for, you know, grantors with the provincial government and the federal government. Tell me a little bit about some of your thoughts on that, about, you know, probably retooling the whole concept and plan of the project to actually possibly try to get some of those funds.
I think my perception of the situation as one of the members of the group trying to make this happen is that we don't have a definite should we add a specific thing yet. We're still exploring options of what may be able to add to the project to serve the community really well, a community need, and at the same time that has appeal to both the federal and provincial government as far as their delivery models within the community. So we are basically right now, my perception is that we are exploring ideas, evaluating ideas, and thinking about how we can put together something which will really appeal from a funding point of view. But as far as anything really specific, we, to my knowledge, we have not really identified anything other than to start exploring the idea of housing being a part of it, or possibly daycare being a part of it. But there may be something else which is really valuable and really appealing from the federal and provincial government that we haven't identified yet that we can explore, and it might become the third element in the project.
I guess what are some of those options that you've heard about?
The two that I've heard about so far have been both housing, some sort of either low rental or strata title or some form of housing. We don't know what yet because we're still exploring, or the possibility of daycare as a part of the project. But there could well be, through further discussions, on something else. Like, we just had one very preliminary meeting as far as starting to look at options. And, you know, where that goes from here is still open for discussion.
At this point, Wally, you know, you mentioned a lot of the momentum in terms of the fundraising and whatnot, but the dollar figure that we were looking at for the overall project when we went through the concept and design process was about $15 million. Now that's a couple of years old, and clearly, you know, things across the board are getting more expensive, lumber, you know, fuel, all kinds of these things with the current situation in the world right now. How likely do you think that is going to happen to see this project come to fruition, you know, in the next, I don't know, couple of years here? Because you personally, and I know other folks connected to this, have been working on this for over a decade now.
That's really, if I had a crystal ball, I'd know which stock to invest in. To me, it's, you never give up on something if you truly believe in it. And if you work it hard enough and you get enough commitment from enough people, eventually it will happen. Sometimes it happens tomorrow, sometimes it happens a year from now, sometimes it's 5 years from now. But at the same time, the library project is exceedingly beneficial and worthy for the community. The gallery project is exceedingly worthy for the community. And it's a matter of determination and making sure that you have the things that are attractive for funding lined up and properly researched so you can make a good case. But to say what happens in 2 years or 5 years, I really don't know. But if we stop, it will never happen.
Good point. And just the last thing for you, Wally, you know, obviously you mentioned that fundraising goals and campaigning for fundraising has kind of, you know, been a little bit on the back burner last little while. But if there are people out there who still believe in this project and want to donate to it, how can they do that?
They can do it through the Friends of the Library or through the town office. And the Friends of the Library can be contacted through the Smithers Public Library and also through the gallery.
Perfect, Wally. We'll leave it there for now, but this is really helpful to just get an update and see where things are at, because I know it's been on the minds of many, and we look forward to hopefully seeing this project move forward in the coming years.
Well, we look forward to hopefully within the next 6 months to a year having a much better defined project which we can bring back to the community, which the community can support, and which will lead us to funding success.
That was Wally Bergen, Vice Chair of the Smithers Library Board. Coming up next, we'll hear from Smithers Mayor Gladys Attrill.
I'm Gladys Attrill, and I'm the Mayor of Smithers. So in response to sort of your question comment, Dan, really there is no change in the overall library gallery project. The intention was to seek funding for it. We haven't been successful so far. So officially, there's been no change to the project. There was, some research done by staff that suggested one opportunity might be to investigate doing the cultural building in concert with housing. That was just information to council. And there has actually, you know, while there have been some conversations by the groups, by the Smithers Public Library and the Smithers Art Gallery, there has been nothing official back to council. So in fact, there's no change to the building. There's no change to the project. It is stalled absolutely because there wasn't grant funding received for it, but it's really just sitting there.
And I know, at one point this was part of the 5-year plan for town council. Is it still something that council is going to continue to pursue to see if these other possible options would work?
So in some ways, I can't actually answer that, because while there are concepts that are being discussed by groups, there is nothing has gone to council down.
Yeah.
I think that's the hard part of this. So council may or may not be interested in anything right now. The last concept that we saw for the Smithers, library gallery project is still the last concept that's there. It wasn't successful in grant funding. Council has indicated it's still supportive of the project, but there is there isn't another project beyond people discussing ideas, and there has been no presentation to council. So I appreciate people are talking about it and they're anxious about it, but there has been no official change. So it still sits on the priority list. It does require grant funding, or it requires a different project, but none of those decisions have been made.
Do you expect any time in the near future to have this type of discussion and see where this project is going, or perhaps, what it could be in the future? I know you mentioned it's still kind of sitting there on the priority list, but is there any plans to actually hash out some of these details and see about moving forward with it?
So there is no action plan. I am aware that the library and gallery have had a conversation. Members of council, including me, were at that, but it was a conversation. It wasn't a planning session. It was let's group, figure out if, on balance, we're still interested in trying to pursue it. The answer was yes. And then having to think about it. So that's really where it's sitting. And I appreciate that might be frustrating, but that's just where it is. And, it's a big build. So if there's a way that as a community, we can figure out how to do that, like, I'm very interested in that. I'm very supportive of, bringing up to date our cultural amenities, particularly the library. Is, the folks of the library have been working for, a decade plus trying to make the case for an expanded and a newer library building. So I'm very supportive of that, but these things are very expensive and we have to find a way to make it go. So I haven't given up, But at the same time, we haven't been successful in getting the funding. So collectively, particularly the library and the gallery, we'll need to think a little bit about what, you know, what else could we do. But at that said, it's just ideas right now and conversations. There isn't a project. There isn't an altered project.
Okay, Gladys, great. Thanks for that quick update, and we appreciate your time. And of course, we look forward to seeing what happens with this in the future. But we'll leave it there for now.
Okay, thanks, Dan.
Coming up next, we'll hear from Smithers Art Gallery manager Nicole Chernish.
This is Nicole Chernish, and I am manager of the Smithers Art Gallery.
Nicole, thanks so much for being with us. Maybe you could tell me firstly a little bit about the gallery's take on, you know, where we're at with the art gallery library project at the moment.
Certainly. I mean, we've been going through this process for about 8 years now of trying to get some enthusiasm and excitement around building this new facility. And we, through the town of Smithers, have applied for 2 grants with the provincial government and federal government. And unfortunately, both of those grants were turned down. So it puts us in this position of trying to figure out what those next steps might be. And first and foremost, we are all community members. So we want to provide the best services that we can to our community, whether that means we're in a new building or not in a new building. And so we are trying to work through with the library and with the town what kind of project might be most enthusiastically received by funders.
And, you know, maybe you can tell me a little bit about some of your knowledge of what these options are. What could we possibly see in the future if we want to see the library art gallery building replaced?
Mm-hmm. I guess it's kind of hard to look at that and in isolation because there are so many needs that this community has. And it's trying to prioritize all those things, not only from a community perspective, but from a financial perspective. And so it's what is the best fit to make all those things that need to happen in Smithers happen? And does that mean we continue to push forward for this kind of grand facility that we were looking at? Do we look at scaling it back? Do we look at partnering to provide some of the social service and social issues that we have around housing? Not just for low income, but medium income people as well. So what can those things look like to provide this community with the best facility that it could possibly have and that makes the most sense in our current climate? So it's really meant some soul searching on the part of the library, the gallery, the town, and looking at what fits into that puzzle. And honestly, we don't have a firm answer to that at this moment. What we do know is that the gallery has changed dramatically since we started this project 8 years ago. We now have worked with the town to secure a building on Railway Avenue to house all of our workshops and storage for those workshops. So that has provided us with a tremendous opportunity to grow visual arts programming here in Smithers. We've also been able to secure some things like movable walls that we can use in our space for exhibitions and have started securing funding through other organizations that aren't municipal, don't have anything to do with tax dollars in that sense, provincially and federally, to really try and meet the needs of our community and artists. So it really, like I say, it is a soul-searching exercise right now to see what is the best fit for our community and for our organization.
I guess the last thing for you, Nicole, is, you know, granted that this has been going on for quite some time, you know, some of these people have been involved with this for over a decade. And although that there is money that's still being raised, quite a bit of money that's still being raised, there's also this question of will we be able to, you know, build what, you know, a couple of years ago with the concept was a $15 million build. And, you know, as time goes on, you know, people wonder if this is even obtainable, if it is even warranted. And I wanted to put the question to you, where at this point do you see the momentum? And do you, you know, feel like this is still moving forward, although slowly, but perhaps could we see this project take shape in the next few years here?
I think it's going to be a different project. I think we can say with a fair amount of certainty that the project as it was visioned originally is not a project that's going to be able to move forward. I think that's why we're looking at some creative ways of combining what one facility could have been with something else. So whether that's housing and a library gallery or just a library that is all in one space. Is that something that's privately owned? Is it done through the town? What could these different things look like? So I think we're going to see a lot of time spent on where can we meet the needs that are larger in our community and still fulfill what the community needs in terms of culture and arts as well. So I think we're going to be looking at some really creative ideas. I don't think it will look anything like what the space was before. I think we are looking far more pragmatically and functionally at that space and how we can make it happen. And as I say, I said it, I don't know how many times now, looking at what the community needs and what that driving force is to make that happen in terms of all of the issues for Smithers, not just for arts and culture.
Okay, Nicole, we'll leave it there for now, but thank you so much for your insight and time on this, and we'll be sure to check in, hopefully, when this project starts moving forward and into fruition.
Perfect. Thank you so much for contacting me.
Thank you for your time. You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or follow us on Facebook at CICK News. CICK News is made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to our producer Pam Hassan and all of our roving reporters, I'm Dan Messick. Thanks for listening.